Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Berlau back on the show. John is a 13-year member of our Brain Trust. Senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, a crowdfunding expert. He's a regulatory expert. He'd have to be working for CEI, right? And he is a very prolific writer and reporter, and he joins us on a regular basis and keeps us up to date with what some of the regulators are up to. And oftentimes, it's not good. He's our good friend, John. Welcome back.
Jim, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, it's good to have you back, John. So the Fed has a payment system program that they've created called FedNow, a real-time payment system. Now, before we talk about the Fed, I've been in the bowels of a Federal Reserve Bank, and I was there, I'm going to say, almost 20 years ago. I was in the bowels of Bob McTeer, the president, former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, one of our great Americans. He invited me to give a speech over there, and he took me down and showed me what a Fed bank does. It collects checks. All these checks come in. They cleared the checks, right? And this whole basement was full of check clearing and money and dollar, you know, a currency sorting and all that kind of stuff. That was all part of the payment system, wasn't it?
Yes.
And now it's different, right? I mean, I bet those basements are mostly empty because we have different kinds of payment systems. Tell us what a real-time payment system is.
Well, a real-time payment, and there are different definitions, is when – you know, you can send money fast, but sometimes the check, you know, doesn't clear for can still not clear, or when you send money for a couple of days. Real time payment is just that, where you would receive it in real time, just like you would. You can post a photo on Instagram, and there are different ways, like in Venmo and Zelle, the clearinghouse system, and of course there are cryptocurrency related systems. That's what Libra.
But most of us would have had our close encounter of the first kind with a real time payment system maybe 10 years ago when we went into a department store or a grocery store and we wrote a check for what the amount was, gave it to the clerk, they put the check in their box. The check was spit back out into their hand. Then they handed our check back to us. Remember that? That was where they knew at that moment that I had enough money in my checking account or not. and that's a real-time payment system as opposed to the float. Remember the float?
Yes.
The float was what you said earlier. You send somebody a check in the mail, in the snail mail, and you hoped you had a week before it cleared your bank. It was a... For generations, John, it was part of the cash flow a strategy of small businesses, right?
Yes, yes.
The float.
And I mean,
with real-time payments, there's no float, right?
Right, right. And sometimes, I mean, it doesn't matter as far as, payments. So many payments are made with credit cards, and credit cards, you know, have the money or try to make up the float, but there's a question of how much of a problem it is, and whether the federal government will getting involved would make it worse. Would it preempt Would it disrupt in a bad way the private sector technology and mm-hmm. people would be waiting for the Fed system. But regardless of this, the Fed is doing this without submitting to things like the
I want to hold on to the controversy for just a minute. The Fed's real-time, the FedNow system is their version of real-time payments. What is the difference in that and any other real-time payment system?
Well, one of the differences in that is that the other real-time payment system is we're already off the ground, like the clearinghouse, like things like Zelle, and the Fed itself says this is not going to be ready until 2023 or 2024. And what are, you know, community banks supposed to do? Should they wait for the Fed, or should they do this? This is the issue, folks.
Now that you know what a real-time payment system is, now we're going to talk about how the Fed is approaching it and why they're causing some issues. Quick break, 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.